Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Prosperity Proven. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. As it is written, cursed is everyone that hangs on the tree. That the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles. We might receive the promise of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Through the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. In Deuteronomy 23, I want you to notice how this works out because it all goes together. In 23 and verse 5, this is another way of saying what you read in Galatians 3. Deuteronomy 23:5, are you there? Yes, nevertheless, the Lord your God would not hearken to Balaam, but the Lord your God turned the curse into a blessing to you because the Lord your God loved you. He turned my curse into a blessing. Hallelujah. Now, if you keep reading through here, you'll see that he's talking about offerings. Several places throughout this 23rd chapter, offerings. Offerings. In the 24th chapter, in verse 19, he's continuing to give them instructions. The latter part of the verse says that the Lord your God may what? Bless you in all the work of your hands. And you get down, you keep reading, you get down to chapter 26. Chapter 26, the entire chapter is devoted to first fruits, offerings, and tithing. The whole thing. He gives them instructions about when God, you get into the place and the land where God's leading you, Canaan's land, the land that flows with milk and honey. He said, I'm going to bless you. I'm going to increase you. I'm going to multiply your crops and your herds and your flocks and everything you got. He said, when you get there, the crops come in. In other words, you get paid. First thing you do, you take the first fruits of that crop and you bring it before me in the house of the Lord. You take the tithes. And you put the tithes where I tell you. Now, all of this is leading up to chapter 27 and 28, obviously. Can you see that? He said at the end of the great tithing chapter here, if you've never read this, you ought to read this very carefully in chapter 26. You'll find it's not just about putting a check in something for 10%. Tithing is more than a check. It's something you do with your heart. It's honoring God. It's worship. And he said they were going to do that. And the Lord would commit it to them in verse 17. This is Deuteronomy 16:17. Through bringing these offerings and through doing these things with all their heart and soul. He said, you've avouched, Deuteronomy 26:17. You've avouched the Lord this day to be your God and to walk in his ways, to keep his statutes, his commandments, his judgments, to hearken to his voice. And the Lord has avouched you this day to be his peculiar people as he promised you that you should keep all his commandments and to make you high above all nations which he has made in praise, in name, in honor, that you may be a holy people to the Lord your God as he has spoken. Oh, there are two sides to this thing. I mean, how many times do you see that language? You do this, and I'm going to do this. Right? What if you don't do that? You don't get the other. And you understand, this is at the end of a whole chapter on tithing and first fruits. Now, when the Lord leads me, I'm going to take some time, and we're going to teach on the subject of tithing. I haven't really done it yet, but we're going to do it. Amen? Amen. And we're going to talk about tithing. We're going to talk about first fruits. We're going to talk about offerings because there's a lot more revelation and understanding for us to have. Amen. And again, I was stirred up today because the Lord reminded me, a lot of times people just skip to the 28th chapter of Deuteronomy, don't they? And they say, well, you're blessed when you go out. You're blessed when you come in. You're blessed in your back. Well, you don't just skip these previous chapters. Right? That is contingent on you doing what he told you to do. Right? And a bunch of this deals with offerings and tithes and first fruits and obeying God. Do you see that? I saw that clearer today than I've seen it. The Lord reminded me. And so he builds up to this. And he says, you do what I'm telling you to do here. And he'd already given them chapters of instruction on offerings and gifts and obeying and living clean and living holy apart from defilement of the world and these kind of things. And he said, you do that and I'm committing to you. I'm going to bless you more than any other country, any other nation in the world. I'm going to bring you up. Amen. And then we come to chapter 27. And they bring the writing of the law and they set up one group on one mountain and set up another group on the other and they pronounce the curses and the blessings of the law. Chapter 28, let's read it. A lot of you know it, but let's read it like we haven't seen it before because there are things here we have not seen before. Chapter 28, and it shall come to pass if you will hearken diligently to the voice of the Lord your God to observe and do all his commandments, which I command thee this day. Now, we don't just stop right there. You should know what he told us. Right? Yes. Now, like we've already said, it's summed up in the New Testament. In the New Testament, it's not a matter of keeping the Ten Commandments. It's not a matter of keeping all the statutes and ordinances. It's all summed up in walking by faith and walking in love. We could take time and show you numerous scriptures in the New Testament that talk about it. Even use that kind of language. It's fulfilled in these things. But how many understand, if you follow the leading of the Lord all night and all day, and you walk in faith all the time, and you walk in love all the time, you're not going to lie on anybody. You're not going to commit adultery. Right? You're not going to covet somebody's stuff. You will fulfill all of this if you do that. But then that qualifies you. Amen. To be, enjoy freedom from all the curse and enjoy the full benefits of the blessing. He begins to describe some of it here. This is what belongs to us because Christ became a curse for us so that this blessing would come on us. It'll come to pass if you'll hearken diligently to the voice of the Lord your God. Verse 2, what's going to happen? What's that? You like that at all? Help me out now. All these blessings shall come on you and overtake you. You ever been run over by a blessing? Yeah. It doesn't hurt. No. You feel better. Yeah. I mean, people come by to check on you and you just can't quit smiling. They go, what happened? Man, I got run over. A bunch of blessings just overtook me. God had just run over me. With the blessing truck. Didn't the psalmist say, blessed be the Lord God who daily loadeth us with benefits? They'll overtake you. And how many remember this is New Testament? Matthew 6:33, right? Seek ye first, right? The kingdom of God and his righteousness and what?
All these things
are what? Shall be added. That's not you chasing them. Right? That's not you working and striving and trying to get them. That's the Lord adding them to you. They will come on you and they will overtake you.
Yes. Hallelujah.
You don't have to chase the stuff. It'll find you. If you're putting God absolutely first in your life. If you're seeking his plan for your life and his stuff first above all else. My. It sounds self-serving for pastors and ministers to talk like this, but you got to put church first. You got to put the things of God first. I cringe when I see people that don't do it. And it's not because we're not going to have enough money. We're not going to have enough workers. We will. We'll have plenty. Somebody else will step up and do it. But you feel for people because so many Christians, they don't have time for church. They don't have time to get involved because they're so busy with their families. And they're so busy with their kids. Yep. They're so busy with their business and all that kind of stuff. And they keep thinking, well, as soon as I get some of this stuff taken care of, well, then I'm going to really get in there in church and serve God. No, you're not, because you're not going to get through.
Yeah.
You're violating the principles of the Word of God. You don't have the Lord's help to get through.
Yeah.
It'll always be something. Did you hear me now? The devil will see to it that there will always be something going on so that you can't. No, it doesn't work that way. You got to put God first and say, I don't care what else I have to rearrange or reschedule or cut out or quit. I'm going to take care of the Lord's business. We will do that. If nothing else gets done, we will do that. And friend, when you start doing that, oh my, my, the blessing begins to manifest. I've seen it. How many times we've done it in our life? You thought, well, how can I do this? I can't do that and do what the Lord's got. And you just have to forget it and leave it alone. And while you were gone working for the Lord, it got taken care of. It was added to you. You quit running after the new car. You quit daydreaming night and day about the new house. You quit thinking about the promotion and that's all you think about. You quit thinking about, you know, 90% of the time thinking about how I can build my business and how I can develop. That's not doing that.
That's right.
But when you put Him first and you're using the bulk of your energies and your thoughts and your time and your resources to find His plan and do His will and take care of His stuff, here comes the addition. Here come, what's that right behind me? That's the blessing truck. Oh, He just ran over me. He overtook me. I didn't know it'd be here today. Look at there. There it is. I was busy working for God. And there's the blessing truck. Right? Glory to God. Hallelujah. You remember that, won't you? All these, let me read some other translations too. That's why I got this great big book here. It says, and the following blessings will come on you and take effect. The blessings will take effect. Hallelujah. Blessed shall you be in the city. So anytime you find yourself in a city, what should that remind you of? I'm blessed in here. Look, I just pulled into Dallas. I'm blessed. Look, I just pulled into San Francisco. I'm blessed. Look, I just pulled into Seattle. I'm blessed. And then when you're leaving the city limits and you get out in the country, what happens then? Then you can say, oh, I'm out of town, so I'm blessed. I'm out. This is definitely the country. I'm out in the country, so I am blessed. Amen.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Covenant of Prosperity, Part 2, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R521. That's R521, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.